We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our weekly program, For the Time Has Come, bringing you line upon line teachings into the holy word of Elohim God. We also like to thank BBS Radio for airing weekly For the Time Has Come program every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. And now, get ready for an uncompromising, fresh word as the bride of Christ be made ready during these end times. Here's your host, Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. We thank you for joining us today. We are so grateful for you to spend time with us.
Yes.
And for those who are tuning in for the first time, I'm Apostle Sheldon.
And I'm Prophet Sharon. And we are so ever grateful.
Thank you, Pastor.
That you tuned in.
That's right.
You could be doing anything else, but you decided to tune in. And so we thank you for that. We appreciate it. We want you to walk with us every week. As we come on every week with the good news of the of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
From Genesis to Revelation.
It's all about him.
Amen. It's all about him. It's not about us. It's all about him. But we're here to declare his glory.
Mm.
You know, he told me one time, he can't get the glory.
Come on.
If we don't tell the story.
We're here to tell the story.
And
we got another appointed message that the Holy Spirit wants us to share with you. And we're here. Mm-hmm. We're here by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Lord.
And we just thank Father for our steps and for your steps being ordered as well.
Yes.
And we thank our Holy Father for you.
Yes,
natural and our spiritual family.
Thank you.
And we appreciate all the offerings that come in to help us continue sharing the good news of our holy Messiah, Yeshua.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're going over to the 37 countries and 185 stations and counting. God has been so good to us.
Yes.
And he's going to be good to you, too. If you just stay obedient and do everything he says do.
Amen.
Study to show yourself approved.
Yes.
And have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying in this hour, because it's something that could change your life.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Holy Word would just, you know, it'll change your life as you continue to grow in him. You know, that we like to teach line on line.
Line upon line.
You know, so you'll say, oh, they have a lot of scripture.
And we go over it and over and over it. So it can resonate in your spirit.
And it's going to resonate with you the more, and sometimes we'll show them more than one time. But it's going to resonate with you. You get your pen and paper out wherever you are.
Yeah.
If you're in your car, if you're on your job.
That's right.
You know, if you're in your home, wherever you are, a friend's house, we are grateful that you're here with us to walk this walk out with us.
Journey with us, if you will.
During these end times. It is so much devastation on the earth. There's so much evil.
Yes, Lord.
There's so much going on. Do you have to keep your mind renewed in him?
That's right.
Amen. And you know, people, some of them seek out prophecy. But we have to be careful doing that. You know, many false prophets have arisen in this hour.
Mm.
And you know, and they're tickling your ear.
Oh.
Now let me just share this. A prophet of Elohim God is going to point you in the direction of his kingdom only.
That's right.
And when you read about the prophets of old, they're going to direct you in the kingdom, into the kingdom of who Elohim is, to help prepare you for him as his elect bride.
Mm.
Amen. That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about. And I'm so thankful to be in this time.
Oh man. This
to
is
learn the
time.
Truth.
That sets you free.
I'm set free. We pray you're set free as well. And God is doing mighty and wonderful things. And we keep
thank each and every one
of you. The ones we don't, I tell my baby, I say, we pray for people we don't even know.
Yes.
We pray that they have what they need, that the Lord is administering to them.
Yes.
Giving them what they need.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're here for you, too. We Amen. Want you to email us. We're going to give you all that information after the program. Please stay with us.
Please stay with us.
Stay with us throughout the duration of the program because you're going to really enjoy it. This is a topic that many people don't want to enter into because many have heard that we're no longer, we're just under grace and we don't have to keep the law, but that's not true. And we're going to show you line on line and we want you to stay with us, okay? Yeah. Keep your pen and paper.
That's right. Write everything down.
Amen.
But before we go into this anointed, appointed message that the Holy Spirit has given us, we always go to our Father in prayer.
Always, always. Let us pray together in oneness.
Amen, amen and amen.
Let us pray together in oneness. Holy Father, we ask in Yeshua's holy name to bind and rebuke the power of Hasatan, Satan, in the lives of each and every one of your children. We pray in your holy name, Yeshua, and by the power of your holy Son's sacrificial blood. We ask, dear Father, that you dwell in the midst of us each and every day. And as we pray for each one listening and all those who are coming in agreement with this prayer, cover us, righteous Father, according to your holy word. Protect those who choose to live in the shelter of you, El Elyon, because you are almighty. You are our most high, who dwell with those who spend their nights in the shadow of you, El Shaddai. For those who say, Adonai, you are our refuge, our fortress, our Father, in whom I will trust. O Holy Father, rescue, deliver us from the trap, from the snare of the fowler, and from the plague of calamity, from the perilous pestilence. Holy Father, cover us with your feathers, your pinions. Under your wings we shall take refuge. Your truth shall be our shield, our buckler, our protection. We will not fear nor be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that roams, that walks in darkness, nor be afraid of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Thank you, Father. O righteous Father, you have told us that only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Adonai, you are our Most High, and you have given to us your Holy Son, Yeshua, to be our refuge, our dwelling place. Holy Savior, you have prayed that we be kept from the evil one. Let no disaster, no calamity come near our dwelling place. Yeshua, you have ordered your angels to care for us, that they may guard us. For you shall give your angels charge over us, to keep us in all our ways. And in their hands, your angels shall bear us up, lest we dash, trip our foot against the stone. And we shall tread down lions and snakes, and young lions and serpents will we trample underfoot, because you, dear Father, Holy Father, will rescue us, because you know our name and will protect us. Whatever we call upon your holy name, Yeshua, you will answer us and lift us up from trouble.
We thank you for extricating us and delivering us and bringing us your honor. Thank you, Holy Father, for satisfying us with long life and for rewarding us with the engagement of your beloved Son, Yeshua, for his name means salvation. Thank you, righteous Father, for his sacrifice, for sending him to the earth with your name, as prayed by him. It is written before he went to the cross that Yeshua gave us, we who are his disciples, the name you gave him to come to earth with. And we pray this prayer in that name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
You hear it all the time that no one can keep the law. When you hear this, it's referring to Colossians 2, verse 14, which declares, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And let's read Colossians 2, 14 again to gain a better understanding of this passage of scripture. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. In this teaching, we will reflect on what law has not been abolished. So let us dive right in. Let us remember that God's law is not contrary to us, because the moral law of Elohim God is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. And this is found in Romans 7, verse 12. Let us read Romans 7, verse 12 for a better understanding, which reads, therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. It is evident that Apostle Paul kept the moral law of Elohim himself. And here's what he says in Romans 3:31. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. We find it written in Matthew 5, verse 17, and this is Yeshua speaking, whom many call Jesus. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. It is important to know that the law also teaches and exhorts us to live a life worthy of our Savior. It is also important to know the holy nature and the will of Elohim God. And it is equally important to keep the law, because Yahweh's laws are our instructions for our daily life.
It is important to know that the law, which is the Torah of Yahweh Elohim, is our instructions to our way of life. In one of our teachings, in Matthew 25, 1 through 13, we outline why the foolish was left behind. This was one of the teachings we did on the wise and foolish virgins. Proverbs 6:23 is a reference to Matthew 25, 1 through 13.
Now let us read Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
After reading Proverbs 6:23, we find out why Yeshua did not recognize the foolish virgins in Matthew 25 and 12 when he said, I don't know you. When we are saved, we receive our lamps. Our lamps must stay lit by God's moral law. As we have read in Proverbs 6:23, that the commandment is our lamp, and the law is our light. Reproofs of instruction are our way of life. And without our lamps being lit by Yahweh's law, Yeshua cannot recognize us.
And the reason he could not recognize the foolish, when we are saved, we receive our lamps. Our lamps must stay lit by God's moral law. As we have read in Proverbs 6:23, that the commandment is our lamp and the law is our light. Reproofs of instruction are our way of life. Let us understand Proverbs 6:23. Because without our lamps being lit by Yahweh's law, Yeshua cannot recognize us. Otherwise, our lamps will go out. There was no light in the foolish. And because there was no light in the foolish, their lamps went out and the door was shut on them. And this parable represents his second coming. It is only the wise who were ready to go into the wedding feast.
It is written in Isaiah 33, verse 22, which reads, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us." In no way should any believer think that Elohim's kingdom has no laws. In the world in which we live, there are laws, and there is a penalty of not keeping those laws. You get arrested and go to jail. Elohim, God's kingdom, also has laws that every believer must keep, and there is a penalty for breaking kingdom laws and his commandments. Let us pay close attention to Matthew 5:19, which reads, "Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Yeshua said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," found in John 14, verse 15. The law of Elohim God was revealed to Moses. In Hebrew, the name Moses is called Moshe. The law called Torah is recorded as the first five books of the Hebrew scriptures, also called the Pentateuch. It is important that the law of Elohim God be understood. Did Yeshua abolish the law? Absolutely not. Let us stay reminded of Yeshua's words in Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." When we look at Luke 24, verse 44, we find, "Then he," and we're talking about Yeshua, "said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." Clearly, we see Yeshua is telling us that all things then and now must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning him.
Without question, we find Yeshua affirming the three groups of the Hebrew scriptures, which are the law, the prophets, and the writings, the Psalms. It has already been written that Yeshua has said, "Don't even think that he came to destroy the law or the prophets." He says, "I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." We find that in Matthew 5:17. Yeshua mentions the law of Moses in Luke 24:44. he mentions the prophets. In Luke 24:44, he mentions the Psalms. In Luke 24:44, Yeshua tells all his disciples that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me, he says. In no way should we think otherwise when Yeshua has already spoken that he came to fulfill the law.
What is the purpose of the law? When Yeshua died on the cross, he abolished every barrier between man and himself. It has already been written in Colossians 2 verses 14 through 15, which declares, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Yeshua also nailed to the cross was the barrier between Jew and Gentile. Those 613 laws were ordinances that were contrary to us.
We have read in Colossians 2:14 that it was the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and Yeshua took it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. In Matthew 5:18, Yeshua says this, "For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." So let us renew our minds with a similar passage of scripture recorded in Luke 16:17. "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail." It is written in 1 John 2:4, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." This is our Holy Messiah speaking in 1 John 2:4. All believers are to keep the 10 commandments that have been given to us, that we break not any of the commandments, not even the fourth one.
In Romans 3:31, Paul is simply saying, "Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law." Apostle Paul is saying the law of God is still in force. We know that sin exists then and now. If the moral law of Elohim had been abolished on the cross, then there would be nothing to be called sin. And in Psalm 19:9, his holy word declares, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." In reference to God's law, one of the primary misunderstandings today is that some believers continue to read the Bible as if it was written to be understood as an English book. We must understand that the entire Bible is a Hebrew book and must be understood from that perspective. When we read the Bible in the manner of how it was originally intended, we can gain a better understanding so that we are not misunderstanding the mannerisms, the culture, and the practices of those who lived in that day. Let us remember, everything that happened in Scripture then is a foreshadow, a warning. Elohim's holy word are our instructions to know what happened then in that day and what will happen in the generations to come. As we look over into the Middle Eastern part of that world, you'll find that the Pharisees in the day of Yeshua accused him of blasphemy in relation to healing the man with palsy because they were a very religious people. Yeshua, our Middle Eastern Savior, was accused of eating with tax collectors and sinners, and for picking some heads of grain from the field on the Sabbath, which the Pharisees thought to be unlawful. Of course, Yeshua had done nothing wrong, but little did they know that Yeshua was Lord of the Sabbath then and now.
We find in Matthew 5:20, Yeshua is speaking, and he says, "For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." It is written that the Pharisees were prideful men who thought of themselves superior to the sanctity of life. This is why Yeshua rebuked that type of righteousness. These Pharisees claimed to be devoted to God's law, and they appeared to others to be a prominent sect of religious people. Yeshua refers to them as hypocrites. We find in Matthew 23:13, "But woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to."
We find another rebuke given to the scribes and the Pharisees, written in Matthew 23, verses 27 through 28. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Let us not be like the Pharisees, who claimed to be devoted to our Savior and His law. The Pharisees and scribes were teaching the law, but did not follow the law themselves. As believers in Christ, we must not appear as the Pharisees, beautifully outwardly, but within are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness." It is written in the Torah, Yahweh's law, in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 6, which reads, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." In Mark 7:7, it is written, "But their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." When we confess our sins and are forgiven, we are under grace. Believers must respond to God's grace by obeying His law and not returning to sin. If we return to sin, we will be under the law, which is breaking God's law. The law of God identifies our sin. God's holy law shows us our need for a Savior, Yeshua.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Which laws were done away with? These are the ceremonial laws. So we are not to confuse the moral laws of God with the ceremonial laws.
The moral law was spoken by Yahweh Himself, written by Yahweh Himself, and written on stones. The moral law was given to Moses by the Most High and deposited in the ark by Moses. The moral law reveals sin. It tells us that
breaking of the law is sin, and all believers will be judged by God's law. What was nailed to the cross does not mean destroyed, terminated, or annulled. It means that what was nailed could no longer enslave us. We must understand that both the Torah and grace have been from the beginning our instructions.
The differences between the Ten Commandments and the ordinances of the ceremonial law are that the commandments were written by God's finger, written in stone, and placed inside the Ark of the Covenant, and it is God's law of love which is eternal.
These ordinances were placed on the outside of the Ark of the Covenant and was not a law of love and was temporary. We find in Ezekiel 36 verse 26, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." Yahweh didn't do away with the Torah. He did away with the stony heart and replaced it with a heart of flesh. In Ezekiel 36:27, it reads, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." The Holy Spirit is given to us to have a desire to keep God's law.
Hebrews 7 and 16 declares, "Yeshua, who has come, not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life." God's law is spiritual. Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 7:14, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I, Paul, am carnal, sold under sin." There's a clear distinction between these laws, the ceremonial laws, animal sacrifices. Those laws were nailed to the cross, not the holy law of God. The law of God is not burdensome. We find that in 1 John 5 and 3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome."
The law of God will last forever. Luke 16 verse 17 declares, "And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail." Sin is the breaking of the law, and it is lawlessness. If we break the laws of the land, we will be sanctioned. And we must understand by breaking God's laws, there is also a penalty. God is merciful to forgive us, but why would we want to break his laws? There is also a penalty for lawlessness. Not being under the law does not give us a license to break God's law. Does not being under God's laws mean we should steal, lie, kill, rob, take each other's wives? Which of the Ten Commandments should believers break, since some believers think we are not to keep God's laws? The Fourth Commandment? The Fifth Commandment? The Third Commandment? Truth is, absolutely none of them. According to God's commandments, we find many traditional believers in Christ are breaking God's fourth commandment because they are not taught to keep the fourth commandment of God.
But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. We find this in Matthew 19:17. The commandment was not lit by God's law, by the foolish. In John 15:10, it is written, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." What does the Bible say about those who teach that we no longer need to keep God's law? False teaching will be held accountable. We find this warning in Malachi 2:7-9. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. We find the holy word of God condemns those who teach that we can break even one of God's commandments. In James 2:11, we find that it refers to the sixth and seventh commandment of the Ten Commandments. And it reads, "For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,' also said, 'Do not murder.' Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law." In Matthew 5:19, we find Yeshua speaking, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven."
Let us reflect back on the words of Apostle Paul in not being under the law, but under grace.
We find Apostle Paul speaking in Romans 6:15. "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid."
In other words, those who are under the law are guilty of breaking it and under condemnation of it. As a saved believer in Christ, we are no longer under the law, because if we as believers are under the law, then it would mean we are breaking God's law. If we keep God's laws, then we are no longer guilty or condemned by it. Not under the law is under the power of His grace. We find later in Paul's argument, Paul is pointing out that the power of grace is greater than the power of sin. Romans 6:14 declares, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Understand that Apostle Paul is not saying that we are free from the obligation of obeying the law. It's important to know that God's grace overrules the authority of sin, giving us the power to obey the Father's law. As sinners, you and I were prisoners. We were under the law, under the guilt, under the condemnation, under the sentence of death. The law of God must be established in the life of every believer. We no longer have to sin. God's law requires a set of do's and don'ts. In other words, we are to walk in His statutes, keep His commandments, and do them. Yeshua speaks and tells us what not to think. He says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets." He says, "I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." This is found in Matthew 5:17. It is important to remember this revelation given to John by Yeshua, written in Revelation 1, verse 7. "Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, even they who pierced Him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him. Even so, amen." And let us stay reminded of the words of our Holy Savior, found in John 14, verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Bringing the Holy Word on Thursdays from 11 o'clock until 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in over 37 countries and over 185 stations worldwide. We need your financial support to sound the alarm of who Yeshua Jesus is. From Genesis to Revelation, it is important for every believer to know what our Holy Savior is saying in this hour.
When we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, we are fulfilling Matthew 6:33. Luke 6:38 is fulfilled when we humble ourselves to give back to His kingdom.
Welcome, Holy Spirit International Ministry is bringing our radio program worldwide. For the time has come. We are honored to broadcast our program in over 37 countries and over 185 stations. Yeshua prayed as recorded in John 17 before He went to the cross, the stake, that we all be made one as He and the Father are one. Help us fulfill the call of Matthew 28 verses 19 through 20, which reads, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
We are back. We hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed today's message. As you can see, it is evident that Apostle Paul kept the moral law of Elohim himself.
Yes, he did.
And he stresses the fact in Romans 3:31.
Yes.
"Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, we establish the law."
We establish.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Law is holy, is perfect. You
is
know,
righteous
the Torah is
and
the,
good.
Yeah. Amen. Come on. The first five books of the Bible are called the Torah. The
Torah.
Law. It's not been abolished. You know, we want you to go over that video over and over, you know, just to gain an understanding, because Apostle Paul is the most misunderstood.
Yes.
See, we must read the Bible from a Hebraic point of view to understand how they live, their culture, their mannerisms, their practices.
That's right, that's right.
We want you to just study the Word.
Study to show yourselves approved.
Yeah, study to show yourself approved. The foolish were left behind.
You remember?
Because they did not keep the law. Now, you know, in traditional church, we came up Baptist. They taught us that it was only the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Holy Spirit that they did not have in their life. That's what we were raised up to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But as you dive deeper into the Word and look at it from the Hebrew eyes of our Messiah, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to you.
That's right.
That's what will set you free. Amen. Amen. That truth sets you free. and study for yourself.
Amen.
You know, don't
take our words.
That's it. Study for yourself to show yourself approved.
Amen. Amen.
Go over line on line. If you see something that, because we're not infallible, but if you see something that we may have missed.
That's right. Come on.
Email.
Yeah, we pray you feel led to contact us via email or phone. And the email is info@welcomeholyspiritintlministry.org. See right there? It's info@welcomeholyspiritintlministry.org. Or you can call us at 404-947-7712 extension 2. That number again is 404-947-7712 extension 2.
We're not unreachable. You can call us. We'll get back with you.
Yes.
Amen. That's important to know. We do counsel.
Amen.
We will counsel by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we want you to understand that, you know, hey, we just ordinary people like you are. The one we're talking about, we're trying to prepare for, is the holiest one. And he's the one who's righteous. We're following his righteousness.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. I want to pray for those who are not feeling well.
Amen.
Sick in body, sick in mind, distressed, oppressed, depressed. We did pray earlier, but before we go off, I just want to thank the Father for you. I want you to declare and decree your healing.
That's right.
I want you to know that the Father is with you. He hears every groan. I don't call names out, but I can see you, but he hears every groan, every cry. Amen.
Amen.
He hears us and he answers us. So we just thank you, Father, for your mercies, new every day. And by your stripes, we stay. And we declare, we don't say we have anything. We say we have the blessings that make rich and add no sorrow to our life. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're grateful to you, Father. We thank you for all those listening today. And we thank you for the healing. We thank you for restoration.
Thank
you, Father, for continuing to lead and guide. Order their steps. And we thank you. Cast down your imagination right now.
That's
he
right.
has you in the palm of his hand.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, I could go on and on, but we got to go. But we'll be back next week. We want you to join us.
That's right. Week. Join us next Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on For the Time Has come. God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you. Elohim loves you more.
God bless you.
God bless you. Join us next time on For the Time Has Come, every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. with Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon. If this program has been a blessing to you, please sow your generous love offerings to www.welcomeholyspiritintlministry.org. That's www.welcomeholyspiritintlministry.org. To give, use the donate buttons on the website and help them continue to bring the uncompromising gospel around the world during these end times.